ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 226 of the Optic Podcast. This episode is also brought to you by Cash App, Hims, and Lisa. And we'll tell you a little bit more about them later on in the podcast. We got a couple of things to discuss, but the main one is obviously us securing third.
No, the main one is Outdoor Boy steps away from YouTube because he got too famous. This guy had some of the best content YouTube's ever seen.
I'm surprised at the amount of people that watched him that weren't like outdoors people. Like, you watch it? Did you watch a lot of it, or just
no?
Some of it?
Well, I feel like
it's impossible to.
Well, the thing is, I feel like so many people like to watch it because so many people want to be outdoorsy like that, but they just don't know how to do it or where to start. Like, so they watch him to like vicariously live through him and maybe try to learn some shit.
Listen, this September,
because Zinni watched him religiously, and I know Zinni is not an outdoorsman.
I mean, guys, I would like.
So why did you why did you watch him? Like, what was...
Because it was so cool to see, like, how much knowledge he had and what he was able to do and how he could just look at berries and say, you can't eat that, but you can eat that. And then he's building tents 6 feet under snow. Like, it was just... It was just kind of amazing to see. Like, it's just a different world.
Yeah.
But it is kind of crazy how he just, like, cut it because, I mean, obviously, he was probably doing very well.
He said he gained 12 million subs in 18 months.
Yeah, that's nuts.
My thing is, and look, obviously, fan, right? Anything that's outdoors, fan. My thing was this, is like, you felt that now at 18 mil, how many subs, Matt? At 15 mil, but you weren't feeling this way at 5 mil? At 10
mil? But it
was
so fast. Did you just, he gained 12 million subs and what was it?
18 months. And he said because of like TikTok and people like reposting his stuff, he got 4 billion views throughout the year or something.
I mean, he probably can't walk around in public. Like
he's a tall dude. He looks very he stands out.
Because not just his like YouTube views, but like Zinni just said, on TikTok, like you get this guy
nonstop.
Regardless of what your For You page is, you're getting him at some point. Yeah. Like you know this guy. And TikTok, I feel like TikTok is that like driver to just another level of people knowing who you are. Like he probably can't walk around in public.
He said people are starting to try contacting his family and him, and I'm sure it got overwhelming. But he said he'll still be around in the sense, I think he's going to help his kids with their YouTube channels.
Gotcha.
He said he might post like a bunch of videos at the end of the year because he has some like half finished. And I'm sure there's no way he's like done. I doubt he's gonna do it as consistently, but I'm sure this guy is gonna put out a video every now and then, because this has to be his like. There's no way he doesn't love this stuff. Like he obviously loves it, so I don't think it's just gonna completely stop forever.
Yeah,
but I'm sure it's gonna be a pretty.
Listen, well, it's a very, 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 very mature. Even at his age, it's a very mature decision to make for the well-being of your family, because you're sort of saying, all right, this revenue source is no longer going to be a thing for me. Of course, the recurring revenue that he's going to continue to accumulate, I mean, he's getting 10, 12, 10, 7. Like this channel, I don't think he's going to shut it down completely. So, that, I'm happy for him that he made that decision, especially because it has to do with family and the safety of his family and the comfort of his walking around in your own skin, right? So, you know, it's sad to see him go, but at the same time, I'm very, very happy that that he gets a chance to do this. It's one of my favorite ones out there. Men with Pot is a good one. Martine Joulard is another one that I watch.
Mav, it's all on you now.
Mav.
Mav, we're looking at
obviously.
You now.
That boy, Mav.
Mav is actually, I just saw that he is spending 5 days in the Amazon.
Oh,
with no resources.
Couldn't do that.
Mosquitoes the size
he's
of...
out of his
fuck
mind.
Fuck the mosquitoes. The spiders. Oh!
The anacondas?
Oh, I couldn't do it. I'm not worried about the snakes. Snakes don't really scare me. I mean, obviously, if you, like, see a snake and you know it's a poisonous snake, that would scare the fuck out of me. I'd be way more afraid of those just hairy tarantulas just crawling on you at night.
While you're sleeping, it's just on the tip of your toe.
I mean, it's right here. It's right there.
You wake up in the middle of the night, you look down, you just see two beating eyes on your chest, and they're like actually kind of big.
I think I'd throw up.
I can't throw. The only thing I can throw up off of is like seeing other people throw up.
Yeah, me too.
Or
too many old fashions.
That'll get
Scumper
you too.
Jumper, that always gets
I've
me.
I've seen you in your zone, your element.
All right, but we do have DreamHack this weekend.
Yes, we do.
Obviously, just wanted to mention Outdoor Boy stepping away, but big tournament for us this weekend. We have some bangers in the first round for at least the Call of Duty side, but obviously Halo is in the same building, Counter-Strike's in the same building. It's basically a gamer's dream, DreamHack. I mean, you have some of these incredible esports, you have activations. I can't wait, but
we got a couple of meet and greets. It's going to be dope, man. I can't wait.
Our first round matchup is a matchup that we literally just saw. We played Toronto again, this time on LAN.
Yep.
Friday. And I'm excited, man. I think we bounced back in a big way against a big choke against LAG, which everybody rightfully so was pretty upset with, because I think that was an unacceptable loss. But the bounce back against Ultra is all that matters now.
Cinema. They played great. Perfect Trio. God.
Yeah. I wasn't upset. Let the record be known.
Against LAG?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, bro,
come on, brother.
No, dude, we
were all upset.
No. Listen, they're so good that they overheated. That's all that happened. They were so good they got a little bit of confidence, and against a pro team, you're going to get punished because they're a pro team. So any mistake is going to be used against you in a court of law, and that's what happened.
I mean, that rewind,
it was bad.
Yeah, but the good thing is, and I know people probably hate hearing this stuff, losing is learning, all that.
Yeah.
That's a situation where you lose that P4 rotation. In the back of their minds, on P4s now, they're like, we need to secure this spawn by all means necessary.
Yeah. They're
playing it tight. Because they saw it happen. Because it happens in scrims, and it's like, oh, whatever, we got to hold the spawn. Yeah, it happens in a match, and you lose in a big way. It changes. Now it's always there, and it's like a serious...
Hopefully it was a good thing.
Yeah.
No, 100%. Definitely.
Hopefully those P4s are real tight now.
And definitely. Listen, for anybody that says Hex doesn't care about winning anymore, listen, I've been here for 20 years. I'm going to be here for 60 more. Okay, one fucking match in the history
60
of
60 more. You're going to 105.
Amen.
Yeah, there's going to be a chip at some point.
Huh? Yeah,
there's going to be a chip right here. 130.
Right here. I might not even be in this body.
You'd do it?
Yeah, I would do
that
anything.
That sci-fi shit. They upload your consciousness to a computer chip, and you're Jarvis at one point.
You wouldn't do it, Buzz?
You're going through the internet web.
You just want to die then. That's it.
I don't know who you're looking at.
We can't enter this combo. This is a whole different world. This is a whole different combo.
Don't let it slip.
I don't want no chip to give me an extra 30 years. For what? I've seen everything.
No.
It's going to get worse.
No, because when you're hypothetically 130, the shit that they're going to be coming out with is going to blow your mind.
You're telling me that the compound...
Cyberlimbs.
I'm just a veggie.
The compound of your of your cash, like, it's only going to get better and better.
Yeah, but I'm going to be... And eventually, I'm going to be done.
No, because they're going to transfer your consciousness to another dude.
Nah, see?
Wait,
nah.
But what happens there when you have to go to the bathroom and you have to hold somebody else's weenus?
So you're saying, oh, man, we're going crazy.
That's just weird.
That is weird. I got to wipe somebody else's ass at that
point. We're going to a different host.
Holy shit, I didn't think about it at that
point.
I'm still
that.
Doing it.
I was thinking it's still you. You put a chip in and you just live longer. Yeah. That's the only thing I was saying.
No.
It's a different host at this point.
I need a new body. Keep my brain. Give me a new body. Give me the same body.
There's
just
going to be
one.
Synthetic, like, bodies made. Boom.
Yeah.
New body.
Yeah. Too much abs on that one. Maybe reduce an inch for that thing. Holy shit.
Reduce an inch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have trouble, too.
We have...
it touches the water.
This is our first time since CDL began that we have two streams going at the same time. So we have an Alpha stream and Bravo stream. And
I actually
nine
like
matches.
It.
Now when we're playing at the
same
time,
like
the
schedule.
Phase.
See, well, selfishly, they should have scheduled us and the Heretics Rocker match at the same time, because I kind of wanted to watch FaZe Cloud 9, because that has very big implications for Cloud 9.
I mean, so does the Rocker match.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and also,
yeah, but FaZe Cloud 9. I don't know. Either way, we're going to have to pick between some banger matches.
The beauty
but.
For you is that you're not going to have to swap. Riley's going to do it for you as you're watching us, so you're going to get all the coverage that you need. Just tune in and get ready to have some, because this is going to be a banger of a Friday.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Shit.
100%. We're getting right into it. And that's what people are like questioning, what's the watch party going to look like because there's two streams. Obviously, we're going to pick the match that's just better for the most part. But the thing that gets weird is like Zinni said, the Miami-Minnesota match and the FaZe Cloud 9 match, both of those are like huge for points. Like if they lose, I mean, they're pretty much fucked.
Well,
so
I mean,
it's
Chad, I'll tell you guys right now. We're watching Thieves vs. Surge. That's
I mean, 100%. That was our last
grand final matchup. And I think in a best of five, Surge has a pretty good chance to beat Thieves. Now, I picked Thieves officially in my pick'ems, but I would not be shocked to see Serge beat him at a best of five. Best of seven, where Thieves have a heavy veto advantage, is very different. But a best of five straight up, Serge can win that. And then, of course, we're watching us versus Ultra. That's the two priorities. And, of course, things will go from there.
Well, those are the two matches on Alpha. Yep. It's them and then us. So,
and then Bravo is Phase C9.
Yep.
Heretics Rocker.
Yep.
And then the elimination round. We're gonna make sure we're watching the best matches, and then if there's any downtime or in between maps, we might not be doing mini games. It might be right to the other match.
No, there's probably gonna. I think we'll do some.
Damn.
Yeah. We got to get some of our mini games in. Of course, we love them. But yeah, it's gonna be crazy. Also, I mean, we've been saying it all week last week, but I mean, bro, after this major. We've got a month off, and then Champs, and then another month off, then EWC. We are in the home stretch at this point, which is bittersweet.
Dude, I'm not sure if I'm just like... Does this not feel like the quickest it's ever been for us?
This has been the quickest season by far for me.
I don't understand how it happened. Yeah. I feel like we blinked, and I know we've watched a lot of matches, but comparatively, I just feel like this one flew by.
Well, we have one less tournament, no?
Yeah, but...
What was that? What did they say on stream the other day?
Yeah, we went from five majors.
This time last year, it was major three.
Major three.
That's what I'm saying. We're going from five majors to four plus EWC.
Crazy.
Where last year was five plus EWC.
Crazy.
Back in the day, it was fucking 14 tournaments a year.
It just got compressed so much this year. Like, these past two splits, there was no weekend off. Players got home on Monday from the event, and then they had matches on Friday. It's like... I feel like everything just got shrunk down, and then they took a major away. They did the two minors, so that 5 week online split just made it feel different time wise. I don't know. This season flew by though. We need a different format next year for sure.
And hopefully we get it.
Yeah,
because I'm not sure how many times we can sit here and talk about this format. I mean, the LAN League's not going to happen, but at the very least...
The online LAN League?
Oh, yeah, we're watching.
I'm not sure.
You get what I'm saying.
How many people need to ask for a 16-team league, some type of relegation system, challengers get through the open bracket?
The best system in the world, you mean?
We should have never tried to fix an equation that was never wrong in the first place.
Well, now we
want it back.
Where you can come from open bracket, potentially play one of your favorite pro
Cinderella
teams,
stories.
Take them out. Now you're on the main stage.
I mean,
look at my biggest example was always United and IW. Like, Alec, Pierce, Pristini, that squad came from...
They used to piss me off.
I always say E6.
E6 was a good one, too.
General.
Jordan, casted
Jordan,
spells.
Jordan, man, yeah.
But yeah, the seasons flew by. I believe right now...
These standings are still... What were you going to say?
I want to see the point distribution because I still don't know it for like where you finish in a major for how many points you get. I think...
I saw all the implications for us, and I don't remember off the top of my head.
Rocker has to get probably what, top four?
If we win the first round matchup...
We're guaranteed?
Not quite, but Rocker or Cloud9 would have to either like win or play second or something. There's a tweet that says him. I don't want to butcher him, but essentially, as long as we don't go out there and bottle it, we should be okay. Let's knock on some wood.
Knock on some wood real quick.
And then, of course, Cloud9 and Rocker would have to play great as well. And they have tough first-round matchups. I mean, C9 has to play FaZe round one. Rocker has to play Miami round one.
And
those
are
two
and we play Toronto.
Very
shit,
strong teams.
Matches are easy.
Yeah, I mean, we're at the point where all these matches are difficult.
And every team is like... I mean, Cloud9 is like good now. They're like a good, solid team. Minnesota... I don't think they could win the tournament, obviously.
But I feel like they could just pop out of nowhere and
godlike. You never know. We definitely, if we win that first round matchup, a lot of stress will be alleviated. But also, we're 8th seed right now, but we're only, what, 45 points away from Carolina? And if we could steal that 6th seed and not have to play a Thieves or FaZe round one at Champs, that would be massive.
And one win at the event is what? How many points? 10?
Well, winner's bracket, you probably get 24. Five. If you get top six, I think it's 25 or 20, maybe. That's why I want to see the point breakdown. Yes. So if you get,
I just can't wait to see the venue.
Fifth 30.
I cannot wait to see the venue.
So we need both of them to pretty much stay under fifth place.
Major I'm going to tell you what I can't wait for. I can't wait for whoever's staying at the Omni Hotel to go get the Huevos Rancheros from Texas Spice down in the lobby to the left.
Is it that
right
good? For third?
Oh, I went there with you, but
that's
I didn't try that.
For...
Snooze, dude. It was one of my favorites, and then I think they switched it up a little bit, but it still delivered the same pack
isn't,
of punch.
Isn't that the worst? One of your favorite restaurants changes something that you love?
So oh, yeah.
Why you or there's a different chef, and you go there, you're excited, and it's a different chef for the night, and you leave unhappy.
You leave. So you spit on the floor, and you leave.
But, so, Minnesota needs to get at least fourth, and they would tie us, and we would have to get double-rounded. And then if they do get top four, then it gets hairy.
Oh, yeah, I'm tripping because there's no more online matches.
Yeah.
So they have to get like fourth. Yeah.
This
okay.
is it. Last chance. So it's going to be a fun weekend, man. We've got this. We've got Halo.
It's going to be fun, but a little stressful, and I'm looking forward to it. This is the venue looks insane. It's like literally like old school MLG vibes. It's the concessions, the sponsor booths, everything's in the same area, right? You got the main stage, you got the challenger's pit, you got the challenger side stage, you have the watch party areas, you have scuff, whatever. It's going to be insane.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend, man.
I hope they surprise us with the banners. If Adam puts the banners in, like the hall,
that would be sick.
It's probably
there's
not going to
no
be
way, because there's no other way. Events.
Yeah, that's all your events.
That would unless be they so did like one COD on one side, Halo on one side. Because Counter-Strike's like not even a part of the hall. It's like over
it's like
in the
other side, yeah.
Yeah. If I remember the event correctly, there's like a big theaters, like stadium style seating, and that's on like the far left side.
Yeah.
And then there's like an actual convention hall where we're at, or Halo's at, some other games, I think Brawl Stars, GeoGuessr.
When they say team booths, what are they talking about there, Matt? Just like the people there? Because our booth is on the main hall, so make sure that you stop by because we have exclusive stuff that's going to be appearing there. I'm going to take some stuff out of the vault. I'm going to bring it there. It's going to be fire. There's going to be, obviously, some exclusive shit specifically for DreamHack. I'm hype about events. Always been hype about events. I'm hyped that I have this scooter to roll around this massive, massive compound.
There you go.
There we go. And right there. There's our booth right there. Point it, Matt. Point at it. Go to the entrance.
Why not put that
number 11, me. I think. Just look at use the
but we're doing legends. We're doing a couple activations. We're doing a Halo 1v1 on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna be we're probably gonna get slammed.
Yeah, wait, am I playing in that?
Yeah.
Is that just free money? If you're playing against me in Halo, it's just free.
I haven't played Halo in a long time. We're gonna get
should
shit
be,
on.
You should be happy about that. And now some free cash.
You're not
gonna
get shit on.
You don't think so?
No, man. You're just like
go ahead.
You're way better at Halo than we are.
That's right.
Like, you beat me 10-0 on that 1v1. That was embarrassing.
I did?
Everyone's like, Zane, you dropped a goose. Yeah, in the Halo video we did.
Listen, just know that I'm literally handing out their free cash. So if you get me, know that I am going to hook you up.
That's enough.
But if you run into me in ranked, you're getting fucked up, huh?
That's Nick's champs.
Oh,
those
yeah.
1v1s.
Nick can't lose because they'll talk shit to Nick.
He can't.
The 2009 national champion. He can't come in lacking.
He ain't going to lose, though.
But we've got that Friday.
Yeah.
Not potential meet and greet. We have a meet and greet. We don't know if it's Friday or Saturday yet. So we'll be doing one of those. And then we have the COD 1v1s on Sunday. Championship Sunday, COD 1v1s.
Yes.
Nice.
So okay. We've got a bunch of stuff going on. Crazy, crazy weekend. It's going to be a good time, man.
Hit run at the Optic booth. Winning time gets a free scuff controller.
Just like that.
Yo, we got to do it. Like, we got to set our times.
Why is that going to be good?
Hit time,
but so
that?
They can
wait,
race
run.
Against
you
us.
Know that,
what is it?
Like
pit
where you
run?
Throw, where you run around shooting like shoot house in Call of Duty 4.
Did that video?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it's
okay.
Not that, right, Matt? It's an actual
like people, with paintball guns and shit.
Like people actually have like guns in the venue. I'm just kidding.
Good one, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, so it's gonna be good, man. I love pit runs.
Oh, like they're gonna play it in
the game.
In game,
yeah,
I thought there was gonna be like paintballs or something.
Like, yeah,
that'd be fire.
That would be sick, though. Maybe next year.
What is that? Coinbase reverses $20 million ransom demand by putting $20 million bounty on the thieves?
Oh, buddy, delete that app.
Oh, you want to play around?
All
right.
They got checking statements, all that.
I need to get rid of it?
Oh, yeah, I got rid of my Coinbase.
Oh, yeah.
Actually?
Yeah.
After this?
Yes.
I don't. I'm not in, like, crypto anymore, so I just got rid of it.
This is what I would do. This reminds me of the movie... Of what's his name? Braveheart guy.
Mel Gibson,
where they kidnap his kid and they're like, give us 20. He said, I am giving somebody else 40 to bring you in alive so that I can kill you.
What a movie.
What's it called? Ransom. Yeah, the movie's called Ransom. So good.
Oh, I thought you were saying Braveheart.
No, 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 no.
Oh, I haven't seen this. Braveheart,
Ransom,
what a movie.
You should watch Ransom. It's good. It's really good.
Damn. He reversed the 20 mil?
Yeah, so Coinbase refuses $20 million demand from cyber thieves and says it will reimburse anyone affected by the attacks, and it will be using $20 million. $20 million the thieves demanded as a reward leading to their arrest, according to the company CEO Brian Armstrong. Less than 1% of the Coinbase's monthly active users were affected.
To get that too.
Oh, you're lucky it's not one of you.
And I'm going to just send you the...
If one of you was the thief, then I knew it.
Yippee!
I know who it was.
Where are we going?
20 million?
Withdraw.
20 mil.
We split it. I serve a little bit of time.
Exactly. It's no problem.
What the hell?
What?
Serving time?
I come out.
But yeah, I didn't even like read about this, but.
All right. Well,
wait, so Matt, can you explain this? Do you know, instead of. So there's like what? A $20 million breach?
This podcast is brought to you by Prize Picks, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to put some picks in for you guys. We got DreamHack coming up this weekend.
No picks on our match.
What?
No picks on our match. That's the only rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
No juju. We're not putting any juju on our match.
No, so that's true. That's actually a good call. I will say though, I couldn't wait to start doing this thing again. I missed it last time, but like the whole entire season, I was back there doing it on my own quietly. But this is my favorite shit to do because I'm so good at it.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I like search a lot for these.
Yeah?
I like search. Like, do map two real quick. Let me go first.
Oh, yo, that's a good call.
Because,
that's a good shout.
Like, right here, I'm going Draza over or more than six.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Let's redo
like
that. I can't say over. Right here, I'm going Draza more than six. Where's Draza at?
Drazilla, that's a good pick.
I mean, Draza versus Cloud9. Draza's been grinding S&D every night on stream. So I think that's a pretty solid pick.
He's an AR, so he's going to be just waiting like a trapdoor spider.
I might even...
I'd like to come across their over six versus phase
I like
two.
When a player is at 5.5.
Yo, Spark 5.5 is
yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I'm like, you got
to
be
can
ass.
Can we do a timeout real quick? Why are we all the way down here? Let's just go from the top to the bottom.
But he wants this specific matchup. Yeah, but give him Spark more than 5.5.
Yeah, gotcha.
Let's Matt go Craig, down, give that man more.
Let's go more than Spark, because I'm not going to lie. If you're a pro player and you're not getting over 5.5 in search, you're costed.
Well, I might tail that, honestly. I might also go with that same pick on Spart.
Honestly, I'm locking that in. That's all I want. Done.
That's all you want?
Methods picks right there. Draw a Spart.
Okay, Hector, who you got?
Go to our team.
No.
And you can change to map one, map three. I just like search.
Okay, no, I'm going to stick with you on that. I think we should all stick on that. That way we can all be cheering when we win. Okay, so go to our team. I am going to do... I want Nero less.
Damn.
Really?
Beans.
Nero's pop-off.
Beans less.
Okay.
Damn. Ben okay. Beans going for less.
Beans. Gonna work now.
Yo, I don't know if I agree with the Nero pick, though, because they're probably going to play a rewind search.
Yep. And he's going to be out there coming through those doors, knifing people, sliding around
guys,
in two pieces.
You guys don't know how good I am.
You
got to
understand.
Okay.
He's
got a feeling.
Right. Listen, I got a feeling.
He's got a feeling. Right. Let's roll with it. All right. So that's Hector's picks. Let me get... Let me get medals... Metals more.
Okay,
than
I like
six
that.
And a half. And let me get, dude, super at 7.5. I'm not taking that. Let me get Kenny at more than 6.5.
Woo!
After that,
that's
11-0.
Flawless 11-0.
After that 11-0 masterclass,
like that.
Kenny's coming in shooting. Ken dog.
I mean, Rewind did seem like he was super comfortable in it, so.
100%. That's my two.
All right, what about you, Money Biscuit?
All right, let me get that super lock, Matt, map two.
Damn, you're going for the 7.5 super duper lock.
No, it's 5.5.
Super? No, he's 7.5.
Or not he's super.
Metals?
Spart.
Oh, okay.
Spart.
Let's get that Spart.
Safe bet.
5.5.
So
yep.
You're tailing it. I was going
to
tail.
And then
but...
let me go go to map one.
Yo, nobody's taking Simp the pimp.
Let me get Envoy over.
More.
He's mixing and matching.
Envoy know? More. Say more.
Oh, Envoy more. My bad. And then let me go to map three. Map three.
Control, okay. Mark's getting active.
He's going more than two here.
Mark's getting active.
Give me a Boozer more.
Woo! Versus Thieves.
Okay.
Dang.
Versus the best control team in the world.
He can give me 21.
Yeah, I believe so.
21.
Mm. Actually, let me scroll down a little bit, Matt.
Oh, he's going for a four leg.
No.
Okay.
I just want to scroll through and see. Actually, matter of fact, I lied. Let me get that Super More Map 3 up. And then you could take out the Abuza.
Okay.
And that's mine.
You stand on the tripod.
Okay.
All right.
I like those picks.
I like those picks, too.
And now we wait.
And now we wait.
Now we see what happens.
We'll see what happens tomorrow, right?
Thank you to PrizePix, man. New users get $50 when they play their first $5 lineup. Use code OPTIC. The link will be in the description below.
Who spelled OPTIC like that is what I want to know. But I will say I'm so happy this is my favorite thing that we did and we continue to will do.
I might need glasses. Because like reading that was like, I was like.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, everybody needs glasses.
Not
Brucey
I.
Brucey needs glasses. Still 2020. You need glasses.
2020.
I'm still 2020 in one eye, and the other one.
On the.
Like
on
if
the
I'm scrolling in bed and my phone in bed, and I'm laying down looking at my phone.
Yeah.
It's like blurry in one eye, so I have to close that eye. And
so
I
you
have
need
perfect
a monocle.
Vision.
You
a
need
monocle?
Some monocle.
I mean, you're blurry in one eye. You don't need glasses. You need a monocle, brother.
Hey, you! Give me back my friend. You know what I want. Don't give it to him, Scump. Man, Hector's gonna kill us. Why'd you give it to him?
Because it's the Cash App card. I can decline any suspicious transaction before I'm charged and even use the nifty card lock feature the second we get out of here.
That's money.
That's Cash App.
That's right.
For a limited time, new Cash App customers that watch this show may be eligible for a $10 sign-up bonus. All you have to do is download the app, use the code OPTIC10 when creating your account, send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you'll get $10. That easy. Terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App. What's up, guys? If you're watching this right now, that means you got to take care of yourself. I'm talking mentally. I'm talking physically. I'm talking genitalially. And so let's talk about Hims, because you, at the end of the day, are him. If ED is getting you down, you need Hims to keep your confidence and other things back up. Hims provides access to treatments that can help you stay hard and last longer so you can be ready whenever the mood strikes. If you're feeling a little stalled out in the bedroom, through Hims, you can get some of that gas back in the tank. The personalized ED treatment options are accessible without ever stepping foot into a doctor's office. For men, dealing with ED can be uncomfortable, which is why Hims provides access to a comfortable solution with an all-online process and personalized treatment options. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing you with access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your own couch. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. With hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, Hims can help you find the ED option that works best for you. So just go to the website. You fill out the intake form on the site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment options best fit to your needs. If prescribed, your medication ships directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/optic. That's hims.com/optic for your personalized ED options. hims.com/optic. The featured products include compounded products, which are not approved nor verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality by the FDA. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. You know what is very important for your health and your well-being is sleep. Possibly the most important. So let's talk about Lisa. Lisa came on at the perfect time because I actually was looking to upgrade my mattress. I've been sleeping on a queen for a very long time, and I'm a king now. That's what people have been telling me lately is I'm a king. So got myself a Lisa mattress fit. I like them a little more soft. Some people like them firm. They like to sleep on cardboard. I like to have a little bit of a softness. I like to sink in a little bit. So a lot of space now in my room, a lot of space for sleep, a lot of space for comfort. All thanks to Lisa. If you have had the same mattress for a long time, or if you're a single man that's looking to upgrade, I'm speaking from experience. If you're looking to upgrade your mattress from a full to a queen, oh, you're sleeping good, but not enough room for two people, queen to a king, Lisa's your place to go. Lisa has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. Using the highest quality materials, Lisa meticulously designs and assembles their mattresses in America for exceptional comfort and support. Delivery is free, returns are easy, and you have up to 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. With Lisa, your purchase has a purpose. Every year, Lisa donates thousands of mattresses to those in need, with more than 41,000 donated to date. Go to Lisa.com for 30% off mattresses and a free sleep bundle, which includes two free pillows and microfiber sheet sets. Plus, get an extra $50 off with promo code OPTIC, exclusive for these listeners here on the OPTIC podcast. That's Leesa.com, promo code OPTIC, for 30% off mattresses and a free sleep bundle, plus an extra $50 off. Lisa.com, promo code OPTIC. Remember, no matter who you are, there's a Lisa just for you.
So it was like a data breach.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, Brian Armstrong didn't give a fuck. He's like, what? You're going to release other people's information out there? Fucking do it. But I'm going to use $20 million to come after you, but I don't give a fuck. Do it.
Imagine being able to do that. You want to put 20 on our heads, we're going to put 20 on yours, buddy.
No, but the thing is like, it's not his personal information. It's somebody else's. They're saying, if you don't give us 20, we're going to release Ambos's fucking Seth's Hex and Zinni's information. And then this guy says, I don't give a fuck. I'll give 20 to find you, but go ahead, do what you got to do. What the fuck? No.
That's insane, man.
That is good. But, you know, I like the gangster move. I do.
God, it'd be so easy. It literally just asked you for your Coinbase link and just 25 million.
What do you say?
I see, if you were the one that gave him the information, it'd be as easy as just sending that guy your Coinbase link and he just 25 million. Right from the back end.
Yippee doo, yippee da.
Yeah, man.
Imagine you just wake up one day and there's 1.6 in your account just out of nowhere.
1.6
million? Yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
I'd do anything.
You know,
I just
what?
Want to meet some blacked out billionaire and be like, "Hey, you want a bill? I do." Dab me up. That's what I'm hoping for.
Honda has parted ways with Team Liquid after Rainbow Six player made a bomb joke after losing to a Japanese team, CAG Osaka. I talked about it on stream yesterday. What are your thoughts?
I didn't see it.
I haven't seen it either.
Okay, click on that real quick. Let me give you guys the brief here.
This was unfortunate, but I respect Liquid for standing by the player because he meant no malice. Like, their...
Okay, yes, continue to finish. Sorry.
Their statement was like, it was not malicious. It was not intentional. Like, and everyone's vouching this is like the nicest kid. Like, he means no harm to anybody. And they were like, listen, this is tragic. We believe in accountability, but this player truly didn't mean to do this. So I do respect them standing by the player.
Yeah. What I'll say,
I mean, was it like a bad joke though?
Yeah, it was like he posted like a Hiroshima bombing. Like, we got nuked. That's essentially what he said. Like, we got destroyed. Right? That's what he said. So he said, man, we got nuked, and then put a picture, a GIF. I'm assuming I didn't go super into it because I had, like, right off the top without doing any research, I said, I feel bad for the team, right? Obviously, because of some dude. Imagine you're Victor Goosens, right? Legend. Or you're Steve Aronson, also legend, the co-CEOs of Team Liquid. And you're out there walking your dog, or you're out there having lunch, and all of a sudden it's like, yo, Honda's walking away because, D.S. Lucas did this. And then you have to take into account, which I didn't yesterday in my stream, is that this guy's from Brazil. If you're not from the United States or from Japan, unless you learn world history or world history is being taught in your school, you don't really know about Pearl Harbor or the consequences came after that. So for him to just use something that could have been just based on ignorance and just him using something random that happened to be the worst luck that you picked.
Like, he might not have even known that meme was what
correct.
It
How
was.
Old is this kid? You know what I'm saying?
Or that some point,
a lot of shit that comes into play. Yeah,
it's all stuff that comes into play, but I do feel bad for the org, right? Like, this is money that's used to pay the players or pay for travel and all this stuff, and for the whole team to suffer.
So he searched for an explosion GIF using generic keywords to express how his team blew up during their loss. Mm-hmm. Ah, that's tough.
Yeah.
So that's like just I mean, yeah, if he doesn't know about it, yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yesterday, I took the strong, not stance, of being team friendly and how it affects the entire organization, because what else can I do from my perspective? But this morning, I was like, wait a minute, man. Like, if this kid's from Brazil, and they don't teach that in school. Like, I didn't learn about Pearl Harbor or Hiroshima or Nagasaki in Mexico, growing up in Mexico. I didn't learn that until eighth grade when I came here.
I mean, that guy, dude, probably shit himself, bro. Losing the team a Honda sponsorship.
Oh, my God.
I would be pissing down my leg.
Yeah.
Damn. Poor kid.
Because you'd have to deal with me.
I mean.
You?
You don't want to have to deal with me.
You don't want this, kid. You don't want this. And luckily, you're on one leg right now. So right now, it'd be. You know what I'm saying?
Dude,
easy pickings. Easy pickings, pal.
I got good reach if I grab a hold of you.
Nah, but that does suck, man. It's one thing if it was like malicious or mm-hmm. he meant to do something, but he meant no ill will. But
yeah
that's
reality, man. Honda's like, oh, well, got a blast.
But I feel like lately, like, cancel stuff like that, I haven't seen as much. Maybe I'm just not on the internet as much, but I haven't seen as much like cancel culture on Twitter and stuff.
Yep. That I agree with.
Sorry.
Yeah, that I agree with. And somebody in the chat mentioned it yesterday, too. That's like, you know, everybody's soft nowadays. And although I believe that's fucking true. In this case scenario, like, it was a very, very traumatic event that happened to the great country of Japan, which has the greatest city in the world by the name of Tokyo.
I still can't wait to go.
I can't wait to go either. Eventually, go.
Dude,
some point.
We should just mark it down on a calendar right now and just book it.
It's you that's bullshitting. You know, I've texted you 3 times.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, literally, Jude and Liv said you should go. And then you should go with them, and then we'll just go do what we got to do. And I'm like, that's perfect, because you guys don't eat fucking sushi or good food.
We're doing the omakases and the fish. And
okay, but
brother.
Bro, we do have to go to KFC, though, 100%. You got to try. Bro, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, but you have to try this KFC.
They said 7-Eleven has these egg sandwiches that are like God.
On the fluffy white bread.
Yes. Yeah.
I've seen that.
And then with the fruit sandwiches.
Like, it's like it looks like the softest white bread ever, and it's just like in there, cloud. And you can get ramen.
Sticks,
they have like ramen
sticks
stations
to the roof
and
of your mouth,
station,
Mark, like a Taylor ham sandwich with ketchup.
It's different, bro.
What does it do?
When
I don't
Wonder
know
about bread
no ketchup
sticks to the roof
sandwich.
Of your mouth.
Because like, you know, gas stations here,
the
like
Wonder Bread.
Yeah, the Wonder
gas
bread.
Stations here. You can get like a meal from a gas station, but you might get the bloop bloop bleep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
but there it's like
yes,
it's like a dining beer. Experience yes. at their like yes. gas stations.
Yes, Kenny did a really, really good vlog, a good Tokyo vlog. I haven't released mine. I haven't had a chance to sit down and edit it. But boy, I tell you, and Japan owns, or a Japanese company owns all 7-Elevens, right? Like that's a thing. But the way that they treat theirs there. Is an experience to be had, and we should have it.
What's up with Kai? Kai's scrapping his future streamer university plans amid hate. Why was he getting hate?
What are they hating
people
on?
Are like
it's
basically
it's
saying
it's because
like,
they'll hate on everything.
Yeah, like why are people that have
a million followers
getting
being put
in,
on?
And then there's people getting mad that he didn't pick certain part of his friend group to get. It's just too much. Like,
hold on, press play so that we can get the true understanding. Because I too feel like I.
To let this determine who you are as a creator. I'm telling y'all. That is my shit! Fuck! Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm never doing this shit again. I'm never doing this fucking shit again. No, man.
I'm never helping no one.
No, man, no matter which direction I go.
Yeah.
No matter which way.
Yeah.
I try to make sure thing is good.
They find you.
Bank statements. It's fucking ridiculous. Behind this shit. There's not nobody's paying a dime to be in this shit. This is strictly for me to help niggas. I'm gonna crash out.
I mean, he's spending all this money trying to help some people on this. It's impossible.
I mean, it's
to
a cool idea,
to
too. It's like, yeah, get a bunch like of streamers it. In one place. They network. They make great content.
I mean, professors like Kason.
Oh, this is going to be hilarious.
A professor? Of what?
I don't know what it is, because they just have
DJing?
Like... I don't know, but some streamers are professors. Like, I think like Duke and some of the bigger guys, they're professors. And then you have 150 streamers as students.
Should I have signed up to be a professor of
death? Yeah, you guys should have.
Of Call of Duty professor, COD 101. Okay. Rotate at 10.
I like
Don't
that.
OE on rotation. I could teach some COD.
Yes.
That'd be fire.
This is how you... No, I can't do it.
But shouts out Kai. The idea is dope as
yeah,
hell.
It is.
But, I mean, he's going to get backlash no matter what he does. He's so big. Like, he's going to get hate
if
for anything.
If he says, I
he
like
does.
Pancakes, they're going to say, so you hate waffles?
Yeah.
It's just the way of the road.
That's wow. just how it be.
Not for real.
The way of the road.
So,
it's
I
tough.
Mean,
you hate avocados because you don't want it in your cereal?
I mean, he's doing these innovative ideas. Like, nobody's doing it like him.
Yeah.
It's just...
The jail
get
stream
hate, bro.
Was hilarious.
Dude, I hate people. I hate people. I just hate people like that. I just literally hate them.
But again, there's so many people that are saying negative things, but then there's
the
probably
majority.
10 to 1 saying positive things. So it's always the loudest are always the haters, though.
Yeah.
Well, because a lot of the time, the people who are thinking positively don't even comment on it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They just
like it's just like, oh, that's a dope idea. And then they move forward. They're not leaving comments all the time saying this sucks or. Some people are like, this is great, but a lot of people that think positively or are impartial, they just don't say anything.
Yeah, the lurkers. Lurkers rule the world, man. Shouts out all the lurkers out there, but if you want to type
the
in chat,
lurkers.
That'd be fine, too.
Well, hopefully he keeps doing it despite what's going on, because I do think that's such an awesome opportunity for a lot of up-and-coming streamers.
I say don't do it.
Oh, yeah, I was watching him, like, whenever he was, I was watching him when he was, like, unveiling names and shit. People were going crazy. I mean, as they should, it's a huge opportunity.
I saw Chicklet made it in there. Shout out my man Chicklet.
People were going
Mulaney.
Nuts. I mean, they were going crazy, so shouts out Kai, man.
Yeah.
Always pressing the game.
Oh, yeah, you guys watched
it
last week.
Huh?
His announcement video for it, the Harry Potter style, was ballistic.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Think about that had to have been, how much, Matt? How much does a commercial like that cost, do you think?
I asked Roger this off stream, I think, and he told me.
Like $120?
$75K.
$75 to $120, I would say, too.
Yeah, something like that. He said, like, probably $60 to $80, I think, is what Rod said. I don't want to put, Rod, you over there? How much money do you think it costs to do
the Kai Sinat's
Harry Potter thing.
All right, Roger's adding equations to it. Hold on. Yeah.
It was like 3 to 5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Rod said minimum 40-50K.
And that's
I
a lot of like animation and
well, 120.
CGI.
Plus the food, the workers you had to pay during it.
That's crazy.
I mean, it can't be cheap to have a flying car.
Yeah, flying over New York City is not
that
cheap.
That shit was crazy, though.
It's not cheap.
What's this AI optic podcast? What the hell
oh
is this?
God.
Oh, yeah.
Is
this
it getting
is...
too good, man?
Bro, they took the meatballs clip from the major, and they made us babies. So it's me and you talking about meatballs as babies.
I told Matt last week that this podcast needed to be all AI, right?
And is that what you're talking about?
Did you try? And he did try. He's saying he did try. And here we have some.
We should have released the whole AI podcast and never said nothing. See if they knew.
Well, we will. We
now
will in the future. But here
up.
We go.
Wait, this is it?
This is AI?
All right, hold on. Pause it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go into an AI podcast. I don't know what's being said, so take that with a grain of salt. Cut to it right now, Matt.
Now you can tell.
No schedule, no AC.
Yo.
You'd hear that dude yell across the house if someone slammed a door before 2 p.m.
Why does Davis look real?
He sounds like he runs whatchamacallit.
Why do I actually look like a robot?
Okay, time out. You guys are ruining it because it sounds like you guys. Go back. I want to hear this. I want to hear the conversation.
Davis looks real, though. Like his talking looks real.
That house had one rule. Don't wake up Nate. That's fact. Bro, remember when the doorbell rang and everyone just froze like we were in trouble?
It was like, hide the monster cans and the camera batteries.
It was just...
Yo, what?
No one knew what we were doing, but somehow we were doing it right.
We didn't even have a content plan. We just turned the camera...
Why do we all look toothless? Wild
part. I mean, my idea of content was me sitting on the couch yelling at Bose for eating the last Hot Pocket.
First of all... Paying attention to expiration dates. I took one for the team.
Yo, your voice got deeper, though.
A true optic
soldier.
We used to fight over snacks, and now people have, like, sponsorship fridges.
And meal prep. I don't know if that's growth or we just got soft.
Nah, it's growth. But sometimes I do miss the chaos. Waking up at 1 p.m., bumping We Made It, scrimming on McDonald's internet.
We really thought it was top-tier Wi-Fi, too.
Bro, I used to lag out of scrims and on YouTube.
Speak for yourself. I was always built for greatness.
What?
Never made it into a vlog. The unfiltered, never-before-heard stories from the Green Wall Vault.
X-Files?
Yo, dude. 2 years from now, AI is about to be crazy. Because Nade sent me a clip of Jake Paul's podcast, or Logan Paul's podcast. Is it Logan? It's Logan's, I think.
Yeah, Logan.
But he sent me a clip of, like, him and Mike.
Yeah.
And he said it was AI. I couldn't tell the difference. That AI was shitty, but that the one that I watched, you wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah, that's why we did this, because we talked about how he sent that to us, and we're like, yo, Matt, let's do this next one.
Yeah, that one, you could tell.
I was going to, like,
I mean, we bumping We Made It?
But
are
how
we talking
are they
about
gonna...
Wu-Tang? We made it. We made it.
There's going to have to be some type of, like, way to stop. What am I trying to say?
I don't know. You sound
in
like AI,
years, well, no, in 2 years, it's going to be literally, like you said, maybe less, that where it's going to be us, and it's going to be normal as shit. You wouldn't even be able to tell.
It's not going to be that good.
At some point, yes, it will.
Yeah,
it won't be that good.
No, yes,
bro,
it will.
Brother,
it will be
you
that
gotta
good.
See
you
got
to
see
can't, if you can't
I'm
tell
cutting
the
you
difference,
right,
I saw the video. I watched it already.
In 2 years,
AI,
though, Mark?
Instantly.
Really?
In 2 years, though?
You all you have to do is look at their mouth.
But wait 2 years for them to fine-tune all of it.
Yeah.
At some point...
This shit has gotten so much better like that. Imagine
it's just
going
to get out of
years?
Control. And at that point, how do you oversee it? Like, how do you actually
dude, that
know,
shit'll never be
stop
able to
that
mimic,
from happening?
Like,
what people are saying, yeah, it's going to get weird.
There's
going to be a weird
know,
period.
You might not even be streaming in 2 years. It'll be AI and no one will know.
That'd be great.
Could you imagine?
You know those VTubers?
That get so good they can program it to read chat in real time.
And read chat? And you're at his poolside,
and
you're
always
gonna
remember what you're always gonna remember what that one chatter said a while ago. It's like, oh man, thank you, and yes, how's your family doing? Or hey, how's that kid you told me about having? Is you know he's got to be 6 months old now and shit. It'll know everything about everyone.
It's gonna be weird, man.
The influx though is the thing that's always gonna get the AI.
There's gonna be a weird 2 year period.
Oh yeah.
When it gets really good, you're not going to know what's real and fake.
How weird do you think it's gonna get when we have robots in our homes? When we have a robot here. When we have a robot, optic droid in the hex quarters just picking up everybody's fucking garbage, mopping everybody that has bad aim that can't get a simple cup of coffee into the fucking garbage can.
Jarvis, can I have a water?
See, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to be very late to that wave. Whenever they come out, I'm waiting years before I even think about getting one because then goes rogue.
It goes sentient.
Tries to fucking...
Kills you in your sleep. It's done.
I'm waiting years till those things are... good to go. I've seen too many movies.
What a crazy
iRobot.
What I'm saying is if it gets to that point where it's literally undetectable and you can't tell what's real and what's not, they're going to have some committee or something that's overseeing that, like limitations on these things.
Because now, in that moment, you're going to be going up against AI and then AI is going to be like, wait, no, you're wrong. Human, you're wrong. I am computed to protect you even from yourself, bitch. And it fucking locks you up.
Like, I don't know.
If you have a smart home, it starts locking you in rooms and shit.
All
the lights go red.
I immediately activate the nanotechnology that's coursing through my COVID shot, and then I get into a fight
Remember
with it.
Remember that Disney movie when we were kids?
Yes.
The girl with like the, I don't even know, I forget what it was called,
with
but it
house?
Was like a smart home, but
with
it was like a girl.
Yes.
And she would like, yeah.
What?
Was it a Megan Fox?
No.
What?
No, it wasn't Megan Fox.
Megan Fox was a robot in one movie.
No, this was like a Disney movie, like way back in the day.
No, I remember what you're talking
That's
about.
That's it. Smart House.
Oh,
yeah. You
Matt
don't remember
knew.
That girl?
Matt knew, nah. Yo, let me see.
I remember this.
And then let me guess, the husband falls in love with her.
I don't remember. I watched this as like a 5 to 8 year old.
Surrogate mother. A boy tries to stop his father from dating by programming their computerized house to be a surrogate mother.
Yeah. Trip, man.
Interesting. Wow.
But it was a Disney movie, I think.
Mm.
It's insane.
And now, 25 years later,
it's coming to fruition.
It might actually happen. It's crazy.
I don't know, man.
You seen those smart fridges?
What, YouTube and shit on them?
There's like, it's like a $3,000 fridge, but like it, on your app, it'll like scan your fridge and you can open up the app if you're at the store and you forget what you have and what you don't have. It'll give you a list of the stuff in your fridge.
That's so fire, though.
It's crazy.
Makes grocery lists like obsolete.
It's just ballistic.
Yeah. That's
crazy.
That
is pretty cool. That's a good ad to have.
But no, it's just, I always think if this is now in 50 years, what is going to be
five
happening?
5 years, bro. Not even 55 years.
Yeah, think about the technology jump past 10. It's going to be crazy, bro.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Actually, nuts.
Web 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that's coming down the pipeline. And we are excited to see that. Of course. Of course.
I'm excited for the Ready Player One style of VR.
Oh,
yeah. You go in and it's like an actual.
I'm going to watch that soon.
You can put on like packs where you actually feel things, but like obviously you don't want to get
the
like,
haptic,
shot.
The haptic, what do they call haptic?
Yeah, I think
suits?
Those are already like starting to come out.
Yeah.
Or out.
I was watching a new show called Mobland. It's by the great director, the best gangster movie director of all time. And I know that you guys are going to be like, well, what about Scorsese?
Scorsese is the answer, but go ahead.
No, it's not, though. I love everything that Scorsese does, but Guy Ritchie creates literally the best gangster movies, period.
He is a good storyteller, but he also has a very distinct style.
Yes, well, that's probably why. What the? No, that's not it, Matt.
I do feel like, and what do you think about Mobland?
Yes.
Mobland is like the least Guy Ritchie style of them all.
We don't know yet.
Like
I don't know yet.
If you watch The Gentleman or Snatch or any of those, I know it's a Guy Ritchie production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Mobland's a little less of that.
Yeah, it's a little bit more serious.
But listen, if you're not watching Mobland, I implore you to watch it.
Oh,
it
shit, it's got the girl from 1923.
It is incredible television.
Ooh, Maeve?
Incredible.
The girl on the far right. I think that's
Maeve,
her.
And then that's Pierce Brosnan. Tom Hardy's sick. It's such a good watch. Paramount
Helen Mirren
Plus
is her name.
Your Friends and Neighbors is also Gas. John Hamm on Apple.
Oh,
you finally started it?
I haven't started
it. We're caught up. We're on episode 7, so we just have to watch that, and then we're caught up.
John Hamm.
John Hamm is like banker. Like, that's what he's made to play.
Yeah. No, of course. Mad Men.
Yeah, no, this is great.
When he's like, he's in the elevator and one of the people that he just fired looks up at him and he says, I feel sorry for people like you, the way you treat everyone. And he says, really? I don't ever think about somebody like you. Oh,
hey.
Oh, shit, Olivia Munn's in it.
Yeah, it's a good show. Gotta watch it.
Yeah, no, Mobland, dude. Mobland is gangster. Season 2 of The Gentleman is coming to Netflix. That's super sick. There's also a Netflix show right now, and I don't know how we jumped into recommendations or show recommendations, but I'm glad that we did.
Naturally, we always do.
There's a show called The Heist on Netflix, The Diamond Heist on Netflix, and that is what Guy Ritchie based the movie Snatch on. It is.
Fire?
Fire. It's a documentary in Guy Ritchie style.
We're so spoiled with the amount of just stuff we have to watch nowadays. It is unbelievable.
Bro, I haven't started The Penguin. I haven't started Severance. I haven't started Silo. I haven't started...
We have a decision to make.
Okay.
Because I was talking to Bill the other day, because we have dinner Wednesday. Do we scrap the dinner and go to Stars Edmonton game one?
We have dinner
one?
Tonight.
No, we don't. It's Wednesday.
It's Tuesday.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, because Bill asked me last night, are we going to the game Wednesday? I said, I haven't talked to Seth at all.
Yeah, don't have dinner tonight, brother.
Are you sure?
I
literally, hey Siri, call Bill Canny.
No, I think he might be right, because Bill gets in today at 12:30.
Okay, he's in the air.
Tomorrow he wanted to maybe go to the game.
Hey, tell him twist my arm.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
I think it is today, so.
I do have Scuff coming over till 7:45, though.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's tomorrow then.
Yeah, that's.
Or Thursday.
That's what I was. No, Thursday I have AT&T.
Okay, so we just skipped dinner and
no,
just
it's Wednesday.
The dinner
it's
running.
Wednesday. I'm telling you, it's Wednesday.
It's not Wednesday.
Okay, fuck me then.
Because I'm. It's at the club. It's on me.
Hell yeah.
No, it's not on me. But
get some of them Pit Vipers. Oh.
No, Pit Masters.
Pit Master. Pit Viper sounds
Jerry's,
cooler though.
Jerry's Pit Masters. Yeah, it does sound cooler. I see young Merc up in there.
That shit got some bite to it.
Yeah.
You saw Merc?
I did see him.
Yeah, and I was just playing Search last night, just grinding with Kyler.
What is our expectation for the team at the major? What did you have them getting?
First. I put them in first.
Really?
I, I said they're going to drop to loser's bracket and lose to FaZe in the winner's final. And then we're going to make the finals through losers and then win the tournament.
I hope so.
Love that.
I mean, if we don't make mistakes, we got all the pieces now. Merck's slaying. Kyler's been playing well.
Hook's been shit.
Kyler's been having a very silent...
The first map will set the tone for the entire tournament.
Which is funny because he is a silent type.
Yeah, but he's had a very silent, very good year.
Yeah.
Kyler hasn't been getting enough credit, man.
He's the fourth best KD in the league.
Yeah, he's had a statistically amazing season.
Shitting.
And people always talk about the Hydras, the Neptunes, Shotzi's, Sampa Beezy, but Kyler's been having a crazy Joe Deceives, you know. The list goes on and on, but Kyler's been playing out of his mind.
It's going to take everyone, man. It's going to be a lot of momentum. It's going to start in the first match because teams like Thieves, Surge, like, they're consistent through and through in every game mode. So I think we're going to have to just set the tone early and make that run. Yeah. I was saying, I think FaZe C9 could be closer than people think.
Yeah, Cloud9's
like
good,
best
bro.
Of five. Like, I think C9, their new roster, especially that roster is basically built for Surge.
They're not bad.
They can make something happen against FaZe. Best of five, first match of the tournament, anything
goes.
Like,
if FaZe were to come out slow, they could definitely win.
It would surprise me, but it wouldn't be like... out of the realm, you know. It would surprise me, but it wouldn't be too crazy if they do end up winning that.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I mean, shit, man. I mean, we got banger after banger. I do feel a little bit whack about us being on at the same time as the face match, but I think we can hop back and forth, especially
because... Well, that's the beauty of it. We watch a map, and then there's no break. We watch a map, boom, we're into another series. Like, I love that. Just constant. It's like Red Zone. There's always
gonna be
nonstop.
A cold brew weekend, boys. Cold brew
weekend.
Non-stop.
I love that. We have Meathead, who's going to be following me around, vlogging for me, but at the same time also being the gopher. You know what I'm saying?
Security.
Hey, yo. Security.
You gotta check
also.
In with Meathead.
Check in with Meathead. Yeah, no, we're gonna be set, man. I am really excited to see a lot of you there. Please say hello if you guys see us. Come up to the meet and greets. Go check out the booth. There's a lot of exclusive stuff that's gonna be released there, and there's gonna be some stuff from the vault that you are gonna want to get a piece of. So, with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, link in the description down below. If you still haven't copped your tickets, there's still plenty of time. It's downtown Dallas. Go watch Idiots Dallas
Edition.
Where's
the event? What's the venue?
Where the bomb threats were the last time we were at.
So right outside the Omni.
Omni. Yeah.
Oh, so it's in downtown.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, guys, go watch Idiots. Get
are
all
you
your recommendations.
Is the Omni right? Are you thinking of Fort Worth?
No. It's Omni's right there.
Is the Omni right by the convention center right there?
Yeah, you don't remember? We got that bomb threat.
Down the street from the McDonald's.
Oh, but there's also an Omni in Fort Worth at that convention center right
there's
there.
There's an Omni in Chicago. Oh,
okay.
There's an Omni in...
That's when I went up to...
There's an Omni in Frisco.
That's when I went up to Olaf Meister...
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yo, should I go say what's up? Because, like, we'd known each other. He was showing love. Never met him in person, but he was sitting there with the whole FaZe team. I think they were FaZe at that point. Yeah. But it was, like, him, Nico, Kerrigan. And I'm like, Olaf, my guy. I didn't want to, like, intrude, but he was nice.
Yeah.
Olaf.
It took a lot of balls to walk into that group. Their whole team sitting down, like, I was like, Olaf, my
and
guy.
And they think they're the shit, too. FaZe CS at that time.
They were like, who the fuck's this kid?
Olaf Meister, he's going to hit Banana. It was Kerrigan. It's a 1v1.
Jay Wonder.
No, it's the Wonder Child.
I remember when we went to ESL 1 New York, like, I was in the background vlogging, and I see Simple coming. And I'm like,
Simple's my guy, too, though.
Yeah, I was like, Simple. I'm like, big fan. He's like, I like your videos. And I was like, oh, shit.
That's Simple.
This fucking Simple, the greatest of all time.
Yeah, they have some of the sickest names, too.
And
get
he's in
right.
FaZe right now.
Simple is?
Yeah.
I haven't been following CS
at all. Me either, but I do know that. Temper's going to be in town. He hit me up.
We might have to check out the CS. I mean, we're not going to have time to.
No,
but...
no, we will. We'll make it a point to check it out, because I do want to see it.
Hell yeah.
For sure.
I've never been to a CS major.
I mean, that's the only one that I've been to.
I'm sure it's crazy.
Because we were there for Chipotle years and years
Chipotle's
and years ago.
Chipotle's my life.
And we went to check out CS. It was fire, bro.
Yes, and with that, ladies and gentlemen, please, please come check us out. Tune in this weekend. We're going to be live the entire weekend. If you are bored or if you have it in the background, you're going to be entertained the whole time. Do tune in. We'll see you guys next week for a breakdown of what happened this past weekend, which would be obviously that weekend. You know what I'm saying. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Peace.
Peace, peace, and love.